Federal Credit Union. The educated choice.
And welcome once again to Tech Talk with Flint Hills Technical College President Dr. Karen Daugherty. Karen, good morning. How are you today?
Good morning, Ron. Good morning, Chuck.
Morning.
We'll also make sure that we acknowledge Emporia State Federal Credit Union for their generous opportunity to let us have this time this morning. We always appreciate their support.
Always good to talk to you, and plenty on the burners out at Flint Hills Technical College, and it's always good to get an update from Karen in here monthly on Tech Talk. A lot of tech talking to do here. We're just going to limp this to a couple of topics here today, but you have someone new to introduce us to this morning, Dr. Daugherty.
Yes, sir. Thanks, Ron. We sure do. So Corey Spikes is our new Executive Director of Economic Partnerships. This is a position that will fill some gaps that we currently have in the college community that we have an opportunity to work with apprenticeships, short-term boot camps. We've had some conversations with a lot of members of the construction industry, and we've not really been able to respond to that. So I'm hoping this is a way, an avenue that we can serve some of these short-term training needs. And so Corey's got a big list ahead of him. So I shared with him just before we started the call that over the past 6 months or so, we've piled up, maybe 25 or 30 opportunities for him within the first few weeks. So let's hope we don't scare him off too quickly.
Understood. Well, Corey, welcome. Good morning. How are you?
Good. Thank you very much. Good morning to you all as well.
Well, let's talk about really what got you interested in the work of Flint Hills Technical College, and let's also talk about the background you bring to the table.
So I grew up in Southwest Kansas, farm and ranch. And then after that, went to college and got a couple of degrees. And really, I moved to Emporia about 2 years ago during COVID and just really didn't have a chance to get into the community very much. I worked from home, and so this gives me the opportunity to get out in the community and meet people, but also do a job for the technical college that I think is really important. I'm a big fan of the tech schools and the community colleges just due to the sheer expense of getting four-year degrees nowadays, and this gives you the ability to get a certification and do things or a degree and get out in the workforce quicker and faster and start off life a little bit quicker than going to a four-year school.
So obviously you liked what you saw at Flint Hills Tech College then, huh, Corey?
Absolutely. I've got to go see all the programs so far. The welding program is pretty impressive. That's their shop and all that. And then I've used the dental hygiene program a couple of times as well for those cleanings and things like that. So that was pretty cool as well to see all the different programs that they have here.
Corey, what is it about this position that you were really struck by? Clearly there's a lot of conversations that have been underway now for a while with a number of college partnerships in general terms, which are basically right up your alleys. But what is it about this that really struck you and kind of how you see this particular, your job duties helping the entire community and really the entire area, not just the college?
So I've worked in agriculture a lot, and there's a deal that we always talked about is telling the story of agriculture. And there's a lot of times I don't think that was done very well in agriculture in big places, but technical colleges and community colleges have a special place in my heart because I feel like their story needs to be told as well. The benefits that we can have just, talking with the high school, some of these kids can come out with almost an associate's degree or an associate's degree when they come out of high school, saving their family and saving themselves a tremendous amount of money getting into the workforce. So there's a lot of different parts to this that really struck me, but I have kids. I've got three younger kids that are not into college yet, obviously, and so seeing the multitude of opportunities that they have just right across the street from the high school was extremely impressive.
I tell you what, this really dovetails into the big announcement from last month on the situation in Coffee County, the big nearly $2 billion the semiconductor project, which was unveiled. I'm assuming that there's going to be a lot of work that's going to be on similar veins and more work with Coffee County as well as with this particular project going forward.
I'm assuming the same thing. And Karen is definitely shaking your head, yes. One of the things that I saw coming out of that was there's going to be 1,200 some odd positions created in this area at an income, medium income of $66,000. Talk about a great thing that can come out of that announcement into this area. Those are some good paying jobs, and a lot of that stuff is going to be, you know, we're going to have the opportunity to help them and train them and get them ready for their jobs.
Yeah, Burlington Business EMP Shield, and this is a multi-billion-dollar semiconductor project coming to Coffee County and the area. This is high impact. There is no doubt about that. And as Corey mentioned, 1,200 jobs and over $65,000 per year. And, you know, EMP Shield is really moving forward. And when the announcement came just about a month ago from today, the governor and lieutenant governor were in Burlington to make the announcement, and the EMP Shield announced that they're collaborating with you know, Coffee County government, Coffee County Public School Districts, and Flint Hills Technical College. So, what is next in line for this, President Daugherty?
That was an exciting day for sure, Ron. That's for sure. Governor Kelly, Lieutenant Governor Toland, the vision they have for the state and the opportunity for especially our region, the rural region, to bring this initiative and to acknowledge the work that EMP Shield has done in this region in developing some of these standards for training and for growing businesses. Flint Hills Technical College, we are more than honored and humbled to be part of this consortium. And I'm not sure if you all remember, maybe back in October, November, we had we signed off on the consortium. And so that these conversations have been going on for well over a year in what this might look like and how this what programs we have that will align to this. That's one thing that we really feel well poised at is that our industrial engineering program, for instance, if we had to start tomorrow, there we go. We've got at least a year that we've got some programming in place that are going to help support this. I have the leadership team here has made calls to a few colleges in New York State and in California, and we've been having conference calls related to other colleges who have semiconductor manufacturing programs. And so we've been able to get a lot of insight from the academic side, not just from the industry partners. And that's one thing, as you referenced with Corey, certainly that's one of the areas that as the employees and we've learned more about, as we've studied and learned more about our role in this over the next couple of years, it is as much training people on steppers and slicers and dicers and all of these semiconductor manufacturing pieces of equipment, and as well as the programming for the academic credit side. So just as Corey's got a big lift ahead of him, we are all excited to take on this initiative and this challenge, and we feel very good about how well poised the state of Kansas, the technical college system, and Flint Hills Technical College is ready for this.
Well, this certainly is huge. There's no doubt about that. So if I'm hearing you correctly, are you going to be instituting a couple of different programs specifically for this?
We sure are. So we are looking at a semiconductor manufacturing program. We've been doing the research on that. In tandem with that will be these 6-8 week training programs that might just simply be on pieces of equipment. Maybe someone already has a little bit of background, but maybe they just need to see what it is working on this one piece of equipment. Or, you know, this environment is scheduled to have a clean room. And so what is a clean room, right? What does that look like? That's those little bunny suits where people get in their bunny suits and go through these different phases of sanitized and clean air to get into a production space. And so what does that look like? What will our role be there? How will that training look? How do we work with the industry partners for that? KU, for instance, has one of these spaces, and what are some opportunities for partnerships there? So a lot that is going on and a lot of conversations in looking at the potential for what is ahead of us.
I want to get, Corey, your thoughts on this, because it sounds like you're, you know, we've got the conversations that have already been underway on certain planning components of this particular announcement and others that are going to be like it. With 1,200 jobs that are already coming in with the Coffee County side of things, I wanted to get your thoughts on how important it's going to be to have at least some, you know, some mile markers and milestones already in place, some landmarks here for policy in place here fairly soon, and then maybe fleshing things out later, because obviously there's the economic demand for what's taking place, and then trying to get the workforce ready to go for these large-scale projects over the next, say, several years or so.
Yes, absolutely. You know, I think I'm really new to the job. I started last Tuesday, so some of it is actually last Wednesday. So some of this is stuff that we haven't got into yet, but some of this is extremely exciting.
Thanks, Chuck. We don't want him to run away just yet.
I wondered what that chair slide was, to be honest.
No, really, I'm excited about this. I think this is an incredible opportunity for the community to have, to be a part of this. As far as what's going to happen, I think there's just so many unknowns as of this point. And then, like I said, I'm so new to this job. My chair still is squeaking because we haven't got the oil out to get that fixed. So, you know, as things come down the pipe, I'm sure we'll get things handled. But I really see this as a huge opportunity for the area. And, you know, the putting in the work in the beginning will be tantamount to making this a success for everybody.
To tag on to that a little bit, Ron and Chuck, the other part to this, yes, Corey's going to have this big lift in helping with some of these non-credit short-term trainings. But one thing that I want, if you all remember about a month ago, right before the governor's announcement, we had an agriculture summit. And that's another thing. You know, with Corey's background, it was really appealing to us on in what ways his experience can help with how we might look at the needs of our local industry related to agriculture. And so there are a lot of areas that he's bringing to the table that are going to really align well with what we're looking at for the next few years, whether it's the semiconductor, whether it's the training, whether it's apprenticeships, whether it's an agriculture opportunity. Is that non-credit? Is it a program? So we're looking further into that. So it has the opportunity for this position, and I would be remiss if I did not give a shout-out to the city, because it is because of their initial funding that allowed us to kind of establish this position. And we think, this is another one of those things that Corey maybe doesn't know yet, but over the next couple of years, we think that this position will be essentially able to pay for itself, and that he will have that kind of insight and contribution to the community with regard to what these needs are. And so we're really looking forward to that. But again, I do want to shout out to the city, because it was because of their support and their belief in not just the college, but what this vision was for this position, that they provided us some grant funding to help get this moving forward.
No pressure, Corey, by the way. Right, that with President Daugherty right by your side. And before we go, though, President Daugherty, something that's has been certainly top of mind, and the Flint Hills Technical College is obviously involved with this, and that is child care. Where are we on the child care program front?
Yes, sir. Thank you for asking, Ron. So we have submitted all of our materials to KBOR. The Technical Education Authority Curriculum Committee has reviewed it and moved it forward, so it's on consent agenda. Our director, Nancy Robinson, has been very engaged with the child care community, attending meetings, working with Emporia Child Care, working with the Chamber on some of their initiatives, and Ignite Emporia. So I could not be more pleased with her level of energy and enthusiasm and commitment to this program. And right now we are on pace to ensure that we have that up and going in August, and we'll be enrolling students over the next few weeks.
That was
we have to
be
make right. sure we get the, you know, the approval from KBOR first, but it looks like it's on the right path.
That's good. I was going to ask when the enrollment process starts, because I know that you're going to have the demand for it.
Yes, thank you. We certainly are looking forward to it. So I believe it's around April, middle of April, April 19th, April 18th, somewhere along in there, that it should be on KBOR's agenda. So once we get that, then it will be open and ready for business.
All right. Well, there's, I mentioned, you know, the burners are full and hot out
they're
at
hot,
the Flint Hills Tech College. There's no doubt about that. And, oh, by the way, you have a big gala coming up before too very long, too, don't you, Dr. Daugherty?
Sure do. Yeah. April 21st. So Mike and his crew are working hard on that. We're really looking forward to it again this year. It's a very exciting evening. And so April 21st. You know, I'm going to have to be, in full disclosure here, when I was able to shake the governor's hand on February 20th, I did take advantage and make sure she got an invitation to the gala. but I will have to say she did shut us down yesterday, so we got the reason. Yeah, I know, right?
What is she doing? What's more important than this? Come on.
Well, at least bring the lieutenant governor on board for that.
But, hey, I had to take that opportunity while it was there, right?
Glad
absolutely.
You did. Glad you did.
Well, but yeah, I got the word last night that, oh, her schedule is full. Imagine that.
I know. Well, Corey, it was nice to talk to you, and we certainly will be in touch.
Best of luck.
Best of luck out there.
Thank you. It's a pleasure to talk to you all as well.
All right. Dr. Daugherty, thank you very much. Keep up the great work. A lot of positive things happening.
Always a delight, guys. Thanks so much.
Have a great day.
See ya.
That is Flint Hills Technical College President Dr. Karen Daugherty and Corey Spikes, who's the new Executive Director of Economic Partnerships at Flint Hills Technical College on Tech Talk Today, brought to you by Emporia State Federal Credit Union, Lyon County's leading mortgage lender, ESFCU, the educated choice, with two convenient Emporia locations. Good morning, it's 8:41.
Kansas City Royals fans, know when and where your favorite team is playing during the 2023 season by picking up a free magnetic schedule. Hang one of these convenient schedules on your refrigerator at home or near your desk at work. Pick one